Good evening, everybody. Happy Easter. I haven't said Happy Easter to you already. Easter Sunday. And I just want to start by just reading from John's Gospel and reading from chapter 1 and reading from verse 9 through to verse 14. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. I want to just challenge you tonight, because we've been hearing about Transform Life, and many of you here have been going through Transform Life. If I remember rightly, Sue gave out over 200 books. So 200 of you have hopefully got at least partway through the 50 days of devotions. And if you haven't finished them yet, please just keep pressing on. Even if it takes you the rest of 2016, get through them, because they are full of amazing truth. And the challenge I want to give each and every one of us tonight, and myself, is dare I actually believe what I'm reading? Do I believe it for myself? It's the most important question you'll ever be asked. And because your eternal destiny depends on how you base your answer to that question. Do I actually believe what we've been singing about tonight? Do I actually believe what we've been reading tonight and through this Transform Life? Transform Life as a series is just the blue touch paper for what should be a transformation that takes the rest of your life to fulfill and beyond. It's not the end. You can't just sit back now and go, oh, I'm glad I got that finished. It's actually got to be something that happens on a daily basis. What if we actually dared to believe that we are holy and acceptable right now, exactly as we are? I could give you all 53 statements that are on day 50 of the Transformed Life booklet, but for your benefit and for my own, I'm not going to give you all of them. I'm going to give you a bit of a summary of the major areas tonight. And you might be thinking, well, we've already covered this already, but I'm just going to put a slightly different slant on it. So the first thing I want us to consider tonight is that everything I've ever done wrong, everything I've said, thought, or done is forgiven because of Jesus Christ. Because of what he did on the cross in dying for me and for you, your sins and mine are now completely wiped clean if we believe that Jesus died for us. God forgives us freely, completely, instantly, and repeatedly, because that is the power of the cross for each and every one of us. Even if there was no such thing as heaven, but of course we know that there is, but even if there were no heaven, wouldn't it just even be worth believing that Jesus died for us? To know that we can have a clear conscience. To know that we can have a fresh start here and now, so that tomorrow we can try again to live our lives for God and to do what is right in his eyes. And then we might need to do it on Tuesday and on Wednesday. But to know that we have that opportunity alone is amazing. But God wants to give us so much more. And the difficulty is that for many of us, we're still carrying heavy weights. The heavy weight of secrets, a secret guilt, or a secret regret, or a secret shame, that nobody else knows about it. But God knows about it, and he still sent Jesus for you. And he wants you to be completely forgiven of that as well. It says in Acts 10, 43, all who believe in him will be forgiven of their sins through his name. Romans 3 says, this righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. I love that last part. Partly because it's the one area that I am short. For I have fallen short of the glory of God. I'm head and shoulders above everybody else in other respects. But just like everyone else, I have fallen short. There's an aspect of me that is short. That is short of his glory. But it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you've done or who you've done it with or how long you did it or where you did it. You can still be saved. You can still know God's forgiveness. Everything is forgiven when you and I trust in Jesus Christ. The second thing that I've learned is that I learned God's purpose for my life. There's only one way you're ever going to learn what your life is all meant to be about. You have got to talk to your Creator. You can't tell yourself what your purpose is because you didn't invent you. You didn't breathe life into yourself. You didn't know yourself in your mother's womb, but God did. And he has a purpose for you. And so many people today are confused about their identity and their purpose, saying, I don't know who I am and I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. And often it's because we're looking in the wrong places. It is in Christ that we find out who we are and what it is we're living for. We find our identity and we find our purpose. One of the things that really stuck out for me through Transform Life is this idea of that we are made saints. And a few conversations we had in our home group or just a conversation I had with someone last week saying, well, why do we go back to looking at life from the perspective of what we were before? Why do we do that? When God has lifted us up amongst the, that made us saints. In that song we were just singing, in royal robes, I don't deserve. Why then do we try and put on the old rags and the mucky stuff and just think, oh, I'm a sinner saved by grace? No, we have been made saints through Jesus Christ. Our overall purpose is that he works it out in and through us. That we learn to be more like him every single day. The other thing is that I get God's strength for daily living. Your life cannot possibly be all that God intends it to be until you've plugged into God's power. Until you've plugged into the Holy Spirit. That's something else that I've picked up as we've gone through this Transform Life series, is that without his Holy Spirit, I'm almost running on empty. That I'm just about getting by every day. The Bible says in Isaiah 40, God gives power to those who are tired and worn out. He offers strength to the weak. Anybody feeling tired? Anybody feeling worn out? Anybody feeling weak? God will give you the strength that you need if you ask and believe that he will give it to you. And in Ephesians 1, the Bible says this, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. That's the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And the Bible says it's available to you if you believe. But here's the question. Dare you believe it? Do you believe that God can give you the same power that conquered the grave? That power can actually live in you? That's scary, isn't it? That God might actually want to do that in little old me and little old you. That he might want to transform us so much that when people look at us, they see there's something massively different about us. It might not be the color of our lipstick, although my shade's all right at the moment. But they see there's something different about us because the power of that raised Christ from the dead lives in us. But you might be sitting there going, well, what do I need power for? I'm getting by just fine. Folks, you need it more in more ways than you realize. You need it because you need God's power to change your life. Because there's issues and situations that you can't change in your own strength. You've tried, but you can't do it on your own. Maybe you have willpower for a while. Maybe you've set out trying to do 50 days of devotions to transform life, and for first week you were going great, and you made these promises, Lord, I'm going to do it every single day. And then by the day 8, oh, it's gone out the window. And then you're playing catch up. And then you cram them all into one day. And then 3 weeks in, well, what's the point? You need a power that is greater than yourself to make changes in your life. You need God's power in your life. When you mess up and in your life, you need God's power to start again. And when you're ready to give up, to throw in the towel, you need God's power to keep going. God gives you the power to say no, the power to start again, the power to begin again, the power to keep going, the power to keep pressing on, the power to see your life and the lives around you change forever. Paul says it like this in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. I had the opportunity in week 2 to go and speak in to the Ignite group, and I just suddenly had this illustration came to mind, and I'm just going to share it with you tonight. Because tonight, and I'm actually going to refer to this morning, because I have to be honest, I was stood on the back this morning. For those of you that were here, you will have seen I had a basket, and that basket was empty, but said, please take mini eggs. I have to say, you learn about a lot about people's true nature when you stand there and you don't have any eggs in your basket. I had threats of violence. I had threats of, I'm never listening to your sermons ever again. I had people telling me I should be ashamed of myself. It was Sue that told me to stand there. But a number of times I kept saying, I'm sorry, the basket is empty. And whether they were joking or not, there were a number of people that said, it's just like my life, empty. That breaks my heart. That if you're sitting there tonight, or you're sitting there this morning, and you feel like your life is empty, that's not what God wants for you. And so some of us may pray and say, Lord, come into my life, and we might accept a little bit. And so we might look at our life and say, well, it's half full or it's half empty. We might say one or the other, and then we'll take a sip. Excuse me a moment. Chapter 23, it talks about that God wants to fill our cup. He wants to fill our life. And he doesn't just want to fill it. I'm just going to make sure I do this at the right point. Sorry about this, Johnny. You might get wet. He doesn't just want to fill it to an acceptable level. He wants to fill it until it's overflowing. And he wants to keep on pouring into our lives because his love and his grace is beyond measure. His power is beyond measure. And he wants to do that. And many of you will know the reason he does that is because he wants us to spend our time and our presence with him. Because that's a symbol of if you have a visitor and you want them to stay a long time, you fill their cup until it overflows. I got wet, so then sorry about that. And what God wants to give us is the power that means we can handle things like loneliness when we're feeling lonely. The power to handle pressure when we're under tension. The power to handle stress when things aren't going well at work. The power to handle guilt and fear and boredom and bitterness and rejection. The power to handle financial crisis. The power to handle family crisis when somebody is ill in our family. The power to handle any situation that comes our way. That is what God wants for each and every one of us. And where does this power come from? It comes from God when we believe and dare to believe in Jesus Christ. So here's the amazing thing. I get all of my sins, everything I've ever done wrong, forgiven. I get my past forgiven. I get a purpose for living, and I get a power for living out a life that is worthy of God. But there's something else as well. I am guaranteed eternal life. You see, Jesus coming back to life changed everything. It changed history. It proved that Jesus is exactly who he claimed to be. Jesus said in John 11, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." Do you believe this? He finished with the question, do you believe this? So everything you've ever done wrong, you get a purpose for living. Oh, sorry, everything you've ever done wrong, forgiven. You get a purpose for living. You get a power for living here on earth. You receive an eternity in relationship with God, your Father and Creator. And in Romans 10, verse 9, it says this, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." You could take it that you've just got your ticket, but it means you will be back where you are meant to be, with the one who wants you so much that he sent his one and only son to die a horrible death for you. Who else can give that to you? No one else. If you don't get it from Jesus, you don't get it. Because he's the only one who can give you these things and so much more. So many blessings you can't even begin to get your head around it. These are the amazing things you can't get anywhere else. And what qualifies us? That I must believe in my heart and confess with my mouth and receive it for myself. This is what God wants you to do. He wants you to believe in the one that he sent. I dare you to believe it for yourself today. Place your life completely in his hands and receive him for yourself today. I'm just going to finish with a prayer, and you don't have to say this out loud, but you might want to just follow it in your own heart. God knows your thoughts and he knows what you think. He knows where you're at with him now. But I'm just going to go through this prayer, and you might want to say it too. Dear Jesus, you have promised that if I believe you died for me and believe in you, everything I've ever done wrong will be forgiven. Jesus, you have promised that if I believe in you, I will learn the purpose of my life. And you have promised that if I believe in you, I will get strength and power for daily living. And that you will accept me into your family for all eternity. I want to have a real faith in you. not a fake faith, not a phony faith. I want to be a true believer in you. Not just on a Sunday believer, but a full-on every single day believer. I want to believe and I want to receive you. So today I confess with my mouth, Jesus is Lord. I believe that you are God and I receive you into my life as my Lord. Today I'm turning over every part of my life to you. I humbly commit my life to you and humbly ask that you accept me into your family and save me. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen. And if you've prayed that tonight, we'd love to pray with you. There'll be members of the prayer team with lanyards on later on, or just come and ask myself or Pastor Andrew or Sue, and we'd love to pray with you as well. But God bless you, and dare to believe everything you've been learning through Transform Life.